Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Ooh, cold weather. Cool weather.
Thank you.
Cool weather.
It is not cold until it is freezing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, 32 degrees is officially cold. Anything between 33 and 71 is a little cool.
But I did see a mosquito with a coat on this morning.
There you go. Was it a hoodie? Was he trying to take you down?
In our hood. Yeah. Anyway. Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey,
hello,
good morning,
everybody out there. It's nice weather today.
It is a beautiful morning.
It's going to be great brunch weather outside, eating brunch weather today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss that. I got one more day of moving.
Oh, okay.
And get it out of the way.
Get it done.
And then next Sunday after the show, I can go home and go back to bed.
It's going to be 80 degrees and storming next Sunday. You watch. 85.
I don't care. I'm going to go back home and go back to bed.
Oh, okay.
That I miss my Sunday routine, man.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Every Sunday has been, you know, get moving off the show, yeah, and moving stuff.
Well, I hope you finish up today.
Got three rooms today, but all we're doing is unloading them and then taking three things from the old house to the new house.
Okay.
And just clearing those other three rooms out-ish. Mm-hmm. Just out-ish. The big stuff, the little stuff I can do later.
Yeah.
But I'll be glad when this is over.
Yeah, I hate to move.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Hate to move. That's why I hire people to move me nowadays.
Yeah.
And then I don't move.
I have been blessed that my brother and my nephew have helped me move a ton of this stuff, and my good friend Kevin has helped me by doing other things around the house that I couldn't get to, like he mowed the lawn to show a real estate agent the day before, so he came out, mowed the lawn, weed ate everything. Is that it? Weed ate everything and blew the entire house while I was next door moving stuff at the other house. And my niece and my sister-in-law, my whole family has come out and spent a day helping pack up the thousands of kerosene lamps that my father collected.
But, what are you going to do with them all?
We are going to have a broker come in and do an auction of the whole
thing.
Okay. Because it is... This will be collectors coming in to bid on the entire collection because it really is huge. It is when we were doing the move a couple of weeks ago and we were like, hey, let's go out and look at that old shed. I think we found the key and see if we've got any storage space. We were looking for bubble wrap and stuff like that because Daddy had used it as a shipping center.
Yeah.
And we opened up the door and you know, there's another 150, 250 kerosene lamps.
Good call.
And I was getting ready to move in stuff into the new hall closet at this house, and I open it up, and from floor to ceiling, kerosene lamps. Heather spent last night packing up each of the antique kerosene lamps in that closet, so that's now open. I'm so tired. Cooked two weddings.
Okay.
Went to a gumbo cook-off in Fairhope with Team Alabama. Let me say something about that. Fairhope yesterday had their eighth annual gumbo thing at Coastal Community College. There's apparently a beautiful park there that I never knew existed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
with a like a stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a great event going on. And but the thing that was important about this, not only was it a World Food Championship qualifier, they awarded the last golden ticket for 2018.
Oh, wow.
That was the last qualifier for 2018.
And who got it?
I don't know. I had to go cook a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm sure David Calinetti will be happy to text Michael with that information, David. But
I never saw anything on Facebook who won it. So.
Yeah. Our first guest this morning is Lori Angelo. She's with the Dolphin Island Sea Lab and the Estuarium. They got something going on, and she's going to come and talk to us about it here in a bit. that they're about to have a cook-off between high school culinary teams.
Oh, really?
And the winner of that gets the first golden ticket to the 2019 World Food Championship. So the last of 2018 handed out right here in Lower Alabama.
How about that?
The first of 2019 going to be handed out right here on Lower
Alabama.
How about
that? I think we got her on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, you want to bring Lori up and let's chat a little bit?
All right.
Hey, good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Just fine. Hey, David and Danny asked me to have you on real quick. So just tell everybody exactly what you've got going on there, because I'm running on about six minutes of sleep.
I got you. Okay, so we are hosting an event with Art Does It, who is they're also located on Dauphin Island. It's a co-op of local artists and actually national artists as well. And we are teaming up with them to present what we've called Art Sea Lab, which is on the campus of Dauphin Island Sea Lab on Dauphin Island. We're going to kick off the event with a seafood gala. It's called Forks and Corks, and that'll be on Friday, this coming Friday, from 6 to 9. So we're going to highlight the Mobile County Public Schools Culinary Arts Program, which is a part of the Workforce Development Program in the Mobile County Public Schools, with a culinary competition. So we're going to have eight teams from eight schools. It's Baker, Blunt, Bryant, Davidson, Murphy, Theodore, Viger, and Williamson. And they're going to come down and do a battle of the seafood apps. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have live music, oyster bar, raw bar. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And that's going to kick off the two-day event, which will be Saturday and Sunday, which is an art festival where we will actually have artists on our campus exhibiting and selling art.
That sounds fantastic. Now, if people want any more information about this, do you have a website or someplace they can go, maybe a Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook page. It's Art Sea Lab on Facebook. We also have artclab.com, which is the official, website for the event. You can also go to dauphinislandsealab.org, which is our page, and get to the event that way. But we're selling online tickets at the door.
Okay. How much are the tickets again?
The tickets are $30 each or $50 for the payer.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. Now, Mike here is the wine aficionado of the show.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah. Do you have some questions about what they are uncorking?
Well, what's that about?
Well, the corking, obviously is wine, and and corks, like fishing corks.
Oh yeah.
So we'll have wine and beer. Fairhope Brewery has donated beer to our event, and we'll have some wine as well.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Lori, thank you for calling in and getting us rolling this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
I love seeing the high schools, getting and having the programs to do this.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a great event.
Tell Mary Montgomery I'm a mile and a half down the road.
Look, I'm going to tell you, not everybody's going to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, so this is a great career move if you have passion to do it, in the culinary field.
Oh, I totally agree.
Well, thanks again, Lori. And again, folks, if you want to check this event out, just go to their Facebook page or the website. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. You guys have a great Sunday.
That sounds like a great thing to do.
Yeah, it's a great event. I wish I didn't have another wedding.
Yeah. I do want to mention one of my former employees, Kelsey Wiley. Our condolences go out to her family. She passed away Friday night. She worked with me at the Brick Pit, and sweet, funny girl. The customers loved her because she was always funny and picking on them. And I like waitresses and servers like that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, she passed away Friday night.
Absolutely,
about 24 years of age, and that's just too young. Yes, but
too young.
But Godspeed, Kelsey. Godspeed.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we're up against a break already.
Yeah, already.
Already. And, we got more guests coming today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the folks from A Night at Havana.
Ooh.
That's the fundraiser I did last year out at Brookley at that new space. That's a fundraiser for the Distinguished Young Ladies. So they'll be on later on in the hour. But you can give us a call at 343-0106 if you want to.
And you can text us at that same number.
Yeah. Michael read last week's text.
A bottle of red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street. In our old familiar place, you and I, face to face.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We're giving you those
soulful
sounds that you love on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
Like sizzling bacon.
Bubbling grits.
bubbly and grits.
Hey, David Calmetti said a home cooking team won yesterday. Mm-hmm. The tailor-made gumbo. I like the pun there.
Yeah.
Nicole Taylor and her family. They won it all. The whole
everything.
Everything. They won everything.
Everybody. Yeah.
I want to get back into competition.
Well, do it. I
want to so bad, but
if only you knew someone in the World Food Championship circle who could keep you updated on cook-offs.
Yeah, only somebody. If I knew somebody.
Yeah.
But anyway, I will one day. It takes money to do those things.
Yeah, it does take a little
money.
See,
I was going to go. I wanted to drive up to Evergreen yesterday and go to the Conecuh County Sausage Festival going on. Mm-hmm. That's an hour and a half away.
Hour and a half.
And back. And, you know, and I just had to put a starter on my car Friday.
Oh, God.
Thank God for Roy Sewer. My car broke down Thursday night and then Friday again. Well, Roy helped me Friday get it to the shop and mm-hmm. got it fixed. And a couple hundred dollars later, boom.
Yeah. Yeah, you just don't talk to me about cars because in the last 2 weeks I've had a tire that was barely over a year old catastrophically fail on Heather coming back over the Bayway. She was lucky. She made it back to work okay, but so that's a new tire. And then I need a new solenoid on my transmission, and I went and tracked down all the parts for that. My buddy had it 90% done. And there's a linkage that he has to remove, and you need to get down in the pit to get to that.
I hate cars like that.
Yeah, and so I'm going to have to take it to a garage to do that.
He
got everything else diagnosed, and maybe it'll cost me $100. But here's the problem, and this is a sham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding out from mechanics. Transmission companies don't like to fix transmissions. Transmission mechanics. So they just tell you, you need a rebuild no matter what it is. And my mechanic buddy was telling me, he said 99% of the transmission places in Mobile, if you take your car to them with this error that you've got, they're going to tell you, you just need a new transmission or completely
rebuild. That's how they make their living.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he said, but for them, this is an hour's worth of work. He said, it's nothing. He said, but they don't like to do it.
So, this guy had to take all this stuff off my car and put a new starter. It only took him 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Kevin redid the valve gasket mm-hmm. on Heather's Durango. And she just came in and she goes, Kevin's got my entire engine apart. I said, well, he's only been here an hour. Give him a second. And she goes, no, I mean the whole engine is apart and laid out in the garage. She goes, how does he do that? And I said, well, he's good at what he does.
That's what he does.
He's good at what he does.
Hey, with this gorgeous weather today.
Yeah. Oh, I had to put a new battery in all of a sudden.
Oh, all that too.
So go ahead, yeah.
This gorgeous weather, though, this would be a great day to get out and go eat outside somewhere, mm-hmm. which I know you got moving to do.
Yeah.
What would you recommend people go? All week, I've had people for 2 weeks now ask me to recommend a place that they can go eat outside.
Eugene's Monkey Bar right there on Bienville Square.
That's one place.
That's a good place.
How about Blind Mule? They've got a great courtyard. Their menu changes all the time.
Royal Scam has a courtyard, do they not?
Mm,
but they close.
Yes, they do. I don't think they're open on Sundays for brunch.
Thank you, Dave Rasp. on behalf of all of us kitchen people.
That want to be off on Sunday, yeah. Bob's Diner is a great place to sit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roy don't have a courtyard.
But he's got a parking lot, and you can sit on a parking bumper.
Sit on your car. But no, Butch Cassidy's got great brunch.
Yeah.
Dolphins has got a great brunch.
It's not outdoor seating, but it feels like it.
You feel like it.
Because you can
way
see
up there.
All of the outdoors.
There's
ever.
Just so many places to go eat brunch at on Sunday. Beautiful places.
It's like someone waylaid and got it changed so that you can get a mimosa at 10:30, isn't it?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
See, and look at what it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just the people that go fighting and scratching against progress simply because it's change are dinosaurs, and they need to pipe down and get out of the way of the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
Now, if you've got a valid argument for why you're against that change,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But just against change because it's change, shut up. Get out of our way. You know, go over there and wait to turn into tar.
Or a lump of coal.
Yeah, you fossil.
And we're going to give you away for Christmas.
It'll probably end up in my stocking.
I'm getting a Christmas giddies. I'm getting a Christmas giddies.
I would, but Halloween's first. And Heather is all. You know,
love Halloween.
She carved her. I helped. She let me help. Carved our first pumpkin 3 weeks ago.
Mm-mm.
She is a pumpkin carving maniac. So our front porch, the new house, is probably going to be lined with custom pumpkins.
How about y'all cooking anything with pumpkin spice?
I am saving the pumpkin, and because you know me, mm-hmm. she's already toasted the pumpkin seeds from the first one. We tossed them in baharat, which mm-hmm. is a Middle Eastern North African spice mix.
Yeah,
a little cinnamon in it, and not spicy, but very flavorful. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Everybody just raved about them. She did a great job with them. And I'm looking forward to more pumpkin seeds. And then I have saved the puree or the innards, you know, the sweet breads of the pumpkin,
yeah.
so to speak. And I haven't decided, is it going to be a pie? Because I've got pie crust ready to go. I could mm-hmm. do a pie.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do some pumpkin curry soup. I don't know.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. It is by accident vegetarian. Can easily be made vegan. It's
yeah.
just pumpkin, coconut milk, as much curry as you like or can handle.
Yeah,
a little bit of honey will help because people don't get it. The pumpkin is actually a little bitter at first, mm-hmm. and a little honey will help cut that.
And use local honey.
Yeah, raw local honey.
Raw local honey
is healthy. The stuff you buy in most stores, most of the honey in grocery stores, is not good.
I wonder if the Admiral sells any of their honey.
I don't know. Why don't you call them and ask them?
I'll find out.
Yeah. Why don't you stop by there and go, can I get some of that honey?
Those you don't know, they used to have.
When Kevin Brooks was there,
yeah.
he was just like, come get some of this stinking honey.
Yeah. They have beehives up on the roof of the Admiral Sims.
Make their own honey.
Yeah.
And that helps the flowering and everything in downtown.
Especially for the downtown area.
Yeah. And
those bees get tired if they have to fly away out to Sims.
Yeah, no kidding. Out to Sireland.
Come or Spanish Ford across the bay. Oh, I know they get tired going back and forth across that bay.
Going, look at all these idiot pedophiles in their metal boxes sitting on top of the bay. Just sitting there.
Hey, I want to go on that haunted duck boat.
Okay, go.
Right, okay.
I'm not stopping.
It's dark and some friends of mine.
If you skeert, say you skeert.
I ain't skeert.
Okay.
But it looks like a lot of fun, and
yeah.
and we got so many good things. That's the problem. We got too many things to do in Mobile,
yeah, and I ain't got no time to do it. Now.
I ain't got no time. I had to work for a living, and
uh-huh.
but I hear that there was a very special person roaming around the streets of Mobile yesterday.
I haven't heard anything about it,
and I'm not a big fan. I don't own any of his music, but he was here for a company that was having their 50th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was John Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay.
Was wandering the streets of downtown yesterday and living on a prayer. That's the song I know.
He looked like he's living on human growth hormone.
But I think it's the people who own all the Toyota dealerships and mm-hmm. own World Omni. It was their 50th anniversary, and they had a private party just for them.
Oh.
And if some of them, they flew to the Bahamas back during the spring. You know,
Bahamas?
They just
fly people?
Well, they just... love their employees.
Well, that's
and they
good.
Take care of them. That's great. A company, big as they are, do that for their employees. Hmm? Even though it is John Bon Jovi. But
even if it's just John Bon Jovi, right?
Just John Bon Jovi. But yeah, I was all the buzz yesterday, the weather's. I'm just so excited with the weather now. I'm not miserable. I'm not miserable anymore.
Yeah, no
Stu.
Kidding.
What about you?
I still got my flops on, but the reason for that is I have two pair of shoes at the new house. These flip flops and work boots.
Yeah,
and I wasn't putting work boots on to come in here and do some radio. I'm like, I'll put a jacket on, some long britches.
Yeah,
and you know, I already feel like I'm. You know, at a formal event, because my pants go past my knees. That's just, I'm going to be showing, after I got my new dresser all filled up, and I was like, this drawer is for proper britches, and it's all shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pull out the bottom drawer, and I said, and this drawer is for oppressive britches that society tells us we're supposed to wear for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. It's a formal event. Your pants have to go to your ankles.
Why?
If it is 105 degrees, I should not have to wear long pants anywhere for any reason. Shorts are perfectly acceptable.
You are the resistance, aren't you?
I am. We have assumed control, y'all.
All right. We got to go on break, y'all. We'll be back in a minute.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese meat, cheese meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you want a bit. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Well, I mean, we went there.
Well, say something about us not them not having a.
Well, no, it says on their it says on their Facebook page they're open.
Oh, okay. Well, heck.
But anyway, we're debating if Eugene's Monkey Bar is open for brunch.
But you know what? If it's not,
it's on their Facebook
just
page.
Just hop the fence and sit on their. Go down to Wet Willie's and get you some Slurpee goodness. Go down to Panini Pete's and get you some beignets. What is it, Pete? Putting some tables out front?
He has tables out front. That's right.
Yeah, Panini Pete's is another good place. But
beignets with lemon.
We got big business to deal with. Okay. Kendra Haskins is on the phone. Charlie's going to bring her up. And Kendra is with A Night in Havana.
Okay.
Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
Hey, I was at this event last year. I slung some hash for this one, and it was fantastic. First off, that was I got to see my good friend Yo Jonesy. Y'all had her playing. And I just love.
She's actually coming back this year.
Man, folks, it's worth the ticket just to see Yo Jonesy and the Crown Jewels. They are fantastic. Kendra, I've got to just set it up. Let people know exactly what's going on.
Sure. So, One Night in Havana, we take over a warehouse space on Brooklyn Airfield and transform it into a tropical nightclub.
Yeah.
So when you arrive, you're going to get all the tastes and flavors and sights and sounds of being in a club in Havana.
Yeah.
So we have the live music. We have Latin-inspired food. We have the haberdasher there mixing cocktails. We have charitable gaming. So if you like blackjack, poker, craps, roulette, and the tables are loose, so it's a great time to come and learn as well. We've got a cigar lounge. You really are going to get an amazing experience of being in a nightclub in Havana, and it all goes to a great cause.
Yeah, and that great cause is?
It's scholarships for young women who are looking to go to college. So it all goes back to the Distinguished Young Women's Foundation.
Yeah, and then that was the thing that I really wanted, you know, you to announce. Is it's a great organization that Mobile has been proud of this organization for years. It's brought us a great deal of national and international attention, so I want to make sure that we can keep this tradition going. Now, last year at the event, y'all had a bunch of classic automobiles as well, because everyone knows you go to Cuba, they because of the embargo, they haven't had any new cars in 50 years.
So. No, that's true. That's true. And we will have that again this year. Plus, to go along with that, we actually are going to be setting up a gallery of Cuban art in that space with the cars. So, and a lot of that art includes the cars, because it's such an iconic part of the Havana experience.
It is. And the art throughout the entire Caribbean, but Cuba, since it's who we're talking about, I just love, because the colors are very bold and they're not overly artsy. You can look at it and tell what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
I mean, it would be characterized as folk art. But but folk art is only cheesy when it's your folk doing it. Folk art from the South is cheesy to Southerners, but it's eccentric to everyone else. Probably in Cuba and the Caribbean, this art is just like cheesy art. But to the rest of the world, it's like, have you seen what they do in Cuba?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, the government there actually supports the artist community, and so the island is just covered in incredibly talented artists. And we're borrowing, Bob Baumhauer is letting us borrow his art collection that he's been just collecting for years and years and years. And so we'll be displaying that night.
That is, he's a good guy. He's a big man.
He's a very generous guy.
So for people that are interested in attending or want to learn more information, where can they go? Something online or telegraph that they can send Morse code to?
So we do have a Facebook event, but we really encourage everyone to go to onenightinevent.com, and that's where they can get all the details and buy tickets.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, Kendra, is there anything else you want to add about the event before we say sayonara to you today?
No, I think just to remind everybody that it's this Thursday. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 at 23 East, which is a warehouse space out on Brooklyn, and we hope to see them there.
All right. Well, thank you, Kendra. And I really wish I could have cooked this one, but this wedding season is killing me this year.
Hey, we're already planning for next year, so hopefully we'll see you then.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Kendra Haskins.
Thank you so much.
A Night in Havana, the fundraiser for the Distinguished Young Ladies. It is a great event, Michael. If you're not doing anything Thursday night, and everybody knows you don't do nothing, you just go home. You get home. You're at home by 5:03 every afternoon, ready to watch you some Wheel of Fortune and some Matlock.
So. You know me, don't you?
Yeah. Everybody that knows Mike Bailey knows.
My only free
that
night.
Is the last thing he's doing is going home every night at 5 o'clock to watch Wheel of Fortune
and Matlock. That is my only free night. It's Thursday night.
Oh, well, good. You can go do some gaming.
Right. Sounds like fun. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It was a great event last year. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, you pull up and you're like, well, this old warehouse, I've been seeing these things my entire life. And then you step inside and you're in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And the music is great. The food was good. I was right next to Frankie Little last year from Roosters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of other groups that were down there. But, you know, Frankie was right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just had a blast with him and was sorry that I couldn't do it again this year.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe next year we'll be able to do it. Last year I did mojito chicken.
Mojito.
You know what mojito chicken is?
Mm.
I marinate chicken in mojito. Oh. I just make a mojito and pour it over the chicken.
How simple is that?
And then cook the chicken and let people eat it. Because, you know, if I just cooked it and then didn't nobody touch it.
Yeah.
They put me in a straitjacket, put me in a rubber room. So I let the people eat the chicken.
Have you got a room like that in your house that you're moving into?
Did I put chicken in?
No, a rubber room. With a straitjacket.
I don't know. Maybe a second edition.
Okay.
If we put a second story on it one day.
Because some of you chefs, you got to be a little crazy.
I am introducing Heather to it only ran one season on Fox a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The television series Kitchen Confidential, based on Anthony Bourdain's book that made him famous. Before he did any TV, there was a book in 1999 called Kitchen Confidential, where he blew the lid off the pot of New York restauranting. And he received death threats after the book came out from chefs, from a lot of political officials, because he basically just, he said every single person that works for the city of New York is taking bribes. Every cop, every garbage collector, every politician is openly taking bribes.
Wow.
And will not do anything if you don't bribe them. He said if your restaurant has an armed robbery going on and you hadn't paid the cops, they're not going to show up.
Yeah.
It's, that culture has changed because he brought this out. But the book, the TV series was a comedy, you know, based on the funny aspects, the party aspects, the, you know, the raucous chef image. But the cast, at the time, a bunch of unknowns, except for like Robert Loggia, I believe. And he's only in a couple of episodes every now and then. But they were all unknown then, like John Cho. And even now, you're probably like, who? Sulu from the Star Trek movies.
Okay.
And Harold from Harold and Kumar movies.
Okay.
I forget the guy's name, but he played Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was on Criminal Minds. Owen Yeoman, who was on The Mentalist, has been in a lot of other movies on it. And the star was this unknown actor that they picked to play the character Jack Bourdain, named Bradley Cooper. I mean, the cast was just phenomenal.
Been a while back then, huh?
Yeah, it really was. Well, it's probably more than 10 years.
We watched, after we saw Ohio State get embarrassed on national TV by Purdue, we watched we turned over to the channel where all his – they were doing like one Anthony Bourdain parts unknown after another. After another. And this was – we saw one that they aired – right before the tsunami hit Indonesia this past year.
Oh, really?
And but there were some that Anthony didn't look too good. He looked real, real bony, skinny, and not too good. But I posted a picture a couple of weeks ago of Anthony Bourdain when he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
that was creepy looking, actually.
Yeah, well, there's pictures of him on Kitchen Confidential from the 70s, and he looks like he's in a rock band. I mean,
yeah,
his hair is
what
extremely
like.
Long.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I watch stuff like Kitchen Confidential, the TV series. And it's on Hulu. It has been on Hulu for years. That's how I discovered it was I would just go there to watch the free stuff.
Who?
Lou. Lou, you hear him. Smack him around. Fix it. Talk to him. So go to Hulu, even if you just want the free thing, it's available for the free stuff. Kitchen Confidential. Again, the cast is fantastic. The pilot is okay, but by the third episode, they really start falling into the characters and it starts to gel. And it was just like Firefly, which probably is one of the biggest mistakes Fox ever made, was canceling that after the first year, because if they hadn't, it would still be on today and it would still be one of the highest rated TV series of all time.
Yeah.
And Kitchen Confidential had that potential as well.
Charlie, we got time to bring up somebody?
We don't. We got to go to a
caller. Callers, y'all please hold. We don't know who you are right now.
Yeah.
We got 10 seconds. We got to go on break, but we'll get to you as soon as we come back.
Right. As soon as we come back from the break, we'll start answering these phone calls.
Yes, sir.
But if you want to get in line, 343-0106, or, you know, you can text us. We don't mind. And somebody already said they love our show, so we like that.
Everybody loves our show.
Yeah.
That's what they say. According to some caller.
Except for the nappies.
Or texter.
Except for the nappies. They don't love us. They like us. Love us.
And James Beard.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Oh, man, the phones are lit.
Well, we're about to hear from two people we hadn't heard from in a while.
Yeah, let's go to line one, I believe, is Cookie. And Cookie, we hadn't heard from you for a while, dear. How have you been?
I've been just like y'all, doing stuff, you know. And I was actually calling about another caller.
Oh, really?
And where he at, you know, man? Fifth River John.
Oh, well, why don't you ask John yourself? Charlie, can you bring John on?
Hey, John.
Aye.
Hey,
Cookie's got a question for you, John.
Can you hear Cookie, John?
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah.
Okay. Ask away, Cookie.
Well, listen, I've just, you know, we hadn't heard from him in a while. But I got to say, you guys, the interviews and the things that y'all are bringing on, fantastic. I love the show. I listen. But I want, I want to know if Fish River, John, did you open that Vicksburg restaurant?
John's got a fan club.
A Vicksburg restaurant.
Did you open one, John?
Well, no, but yes, in a roundabout way. But I've been busy, too. I've been very, very busy caring for some elderly people. I've had my hands full.
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, just what I deal with for an hour every week with Mike, I know what it's like. I mean, I've changed the adult diaper 3 times.
That's no fun, let me tell you.
Hey, John, real quick, and Mike, this will interest you as well. We found out from experience this week that those adult diapers are perfect to put down to soak up spills on your garage floor.
Yeah, that too, and clean up behind the dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just now had the combination of a garage with stuff on it and adult diapers laying around. I mean, you kind of have to have that,
two
that particular
cross
combination.
Those two things cross paths at the same time.
Yeah, they're fantastic because I was getting ready to donate
it. Isn't it great to find a product that can multitask for you?
Oh, no kidding.
Wonderful.
And then my buddy Kevin, who was using, he goes, what are you going to do with those? And I said, well, I was going to donate them, but apparently we're going to need them for the garage. He goes, I'm going to put those down as piddle pads for my dog, too.
Sue, it was good seeing you again yesterday.
You too, John. Tell Cookie what you were
you
doing.
You almost tripped over me.
Tell Cookie what you got to do yesterday.
I got to be a judge at the gumbo cook-off. I got to tell you, that was an experience.
I am so jealous.
Oh, yeah. Well, people have got to do it, you know. But, man, they had it organized. They did a real good job. Mm-hmm. I hope I get invited next year. And, you know, I've said before, if you go to competition, you're already number one.
Yeah.
You know, if you put a product out there, a food, you know, and you put everything you've got into it, you're already number one. Now, what has to be done is decide, who's the winner in the number one category.
Right? You know, Gene Fox and I won that thing many years ago.
Many years ago.
The standards were lower there yesterday, too.
What? Well, the standards were lower.
Yeah, and you had a ringer.
As I recall, a lady named Jennifer Botiford beat you 1 year, too, didn't she?
Well, that was on Golf and
Jennifer
Island.
Botiford has beaten him many years.
And every year.
Everybody shows up. Yeah. Cookie, thank you for calling in, sweetheart. It was so good to hear from you, and hopefully
love
we'll
you
hear.
Guys.
From... All right, thank you, John. Do you have any more bits of wisdom you wish to share with us about?
Well, I wonder. You were talking about places for brunch
with outdoor seating.
With outdoor seating, you can do that at Shucks down here on the Fairhope Pier. I don't know if they have a brunch, but they got a great lunch.
Mm, okay,
you can sit out there and enjoy the weather, or sit inside. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable either way. This time of year would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sunset Point as well, Stu just mentioned.
Yeah, and Pete's other new place, I don't think they do Seafood Shed. Yeah, I don't think they do a brunch per se.
They do lunch,
but you're looking over, you know, the entire world.
Yeah, the entire bay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, we used to, I don't know if you know where Bio Jonas is, John.
I can't say that I do.
No, it's in South Mobile County, and it is a tributary to Fowl River.
Uh-huh.
But Bellengrath Road goes over it. And we used to own a little piece of property on Bio Jonas right there to go fishing Fowl River.
Uh-huh.
And I asked my dad one time, why did we pick here? And he said, son, we can put our boat in right here, and we can go around the world.
He said, That's a good way to put it.
Get in this bayou. Hang a right, go under that bridge, hit Fowl River, take a right, enter out in the Mississippi Sound, you're in the Gulf of Mexico, and you can go the entire world.
You sure can?
Yeah, kind of like here. Either leave Waterhole Branch into Fish River, Bonscore Bay, right out through the pass.
Hey, John, let me say this. I have been taking a back route to and from Bella Sarah. I get off at 181, is that it, Malba Center?
Yeah.
And I hook a left down there on, I think it is 64.
64 and go down to 54.
Yeah.
And then curve around. Yeah. And
right through your neighborhood. Go over the Fish River Bridge there. By the way, in Mobile County, we would call that a creek.
Yeah, that's you're way up on the upper end.
Yeah, and then, but
yeah, he's too far up because 32 is how you get to your place.
And
yeah,
but that drive is I have just thoroughly enjoyed that drive.
Oh, I used to get so tired of that road, golly.
But it, as opposed to taking the interstate to 59 and then the traffic through Loxley, just to get to Burris Farm where I can turn off and then drive just as much through the country.
One's shorter, one's quicker.
Yeah, and but
it's still a long ways from West Mobile.
Oh Lord, yeah.
What have you cooked? What have you cooked lately, John? Anything unusual?
You know, I haven't really cooked. I've let the Teagues do a lot of cooking for me up there at Piggly Wiggly and Fairhope.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
Man, they are expanding their casseroles, and I've got I'm going to serve for supper tonight a corn and crawfish bisque.
Oh, sounds good.
My two brothers are in town, one came in from Birmingham, and I told them that's what we were going to have for supper tonight.
Sounds good.
Enough, ought to be enough to feed three people.
We got the weather right now for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We do with that. Yeah,
we got the weather for it. This time of year, I want chicken and dumplings.
Mm-hmm. With lots of crushed red pepper in it.
Ooh, I'll have to try it that way.
Yeah,
or either take the chicken out and put the shrimp and oysters in there, or just shrimp and crab meat.
Remember, John Gibson used to do a fantastic seafood pot pie.
That's right.
At Little House in Midtown, he did it again at Bill's by the Beach.
Sure did.
Yeah, so
I had that down at Bill's.
Yeah. Did the one at Bill's had a little bit of tomato mixed into the broth as well. When he did it at Little House Midtown, it was just the straight classic bechamel. Like you would expect in a chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
But that is usually, I guess technically it's a velouté because you also use a stock in it, a clear stock. Mm-hmm. But he would use lobster stock that he made
and
clam juice to build his sauce.
Hmm.
And the first time I tasted it was just the sauce, no seafood, no crust. And I was in love. It was so good.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I thought that was odd. It was no crust to it, but that's the way he presented it, and it worked.
It was fantastic.
You know, yeah, it worked. It worked quite well.
I might have to steal that from him.
He might give it to you. He just might, because we were comparing. I was talking about my seafood pie and his, or tomato pie with, you can add seafood in a tomato pie, and I said mine has a crust on it and cheese, and his was somewhat different. We were talking about, all the different.
We got to go, John.
Hey, man, we got to go.
All right.
We appreciate you calling in, man. Brother.
Provolone
and
buy local.
Support buy local. See local.
Smell local.
Go support local.
Local.
Everything.
Do something even if it's wrong.
Say something even if it's wrong.
Provolone, y'all.
Provolone, folks. Provolone.
What the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in